shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over shortwave station WWCR on transmitter 3, that's 4.840 megahertz, and transmitter 4, that's 5.890 megahertz, and on shortwave radio station WVCQ, 7.490 megahertz. Both of those stations do have internet links where you can listen online, or you can go to our Kingdom Identity website, kingidentity.com, kingidentity.com, and go to our radio page, and you'll see links there for listening. If you would like to participate with your questions and comments tonight, our toll-free phone number is 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. As some of you know, I recently spent over 2 months in the hospital. That was from the end of December to the end of February. I had a bacterial infection in my blood, which was essentially the same as 5 years ago when I had both heart valves replaced with mechanical ones because the bacteria ate away my heart valves. And this time, the infection didn't allow the heart valves to seat right, which made me very weak. And the VA put me on antibiotics for a couple months and sent me to a rehab, which was a real dump. And the last about week and a half that I was there, I went into AFib, which was a real fast heartbeat and erratic. And I attribute that, at least in part, maybe in whole, to the very poor nutrition that I was fed there. So don't believe that the VA is doing everything right. I'll just say that. I got out, like I said, at the end of February, and I was out for a little while gaining strength. And as you know, if you listened, I did a broadcast with Pastor James Wickstrom the first of last month. And we both seemed to be feeling fine at that time, but shortly after the broadcast, we both went into the hospital. I went back in for 2 new bacterial infections, and Pastor Wickstrom, I believe, had a stroke, and unfortunately, he died on Saturday, March 24th, so the broadcast he made with us would have been one of his last. And you can go to our radio archives page and either listen or download the broadcast or ask for it from us on CD. I got back out of the hospital and I'm at home now and I'm having IV and everyday antibiotics to try to kill the bacteria. I did have my heart shocked back into place, which seems to be holding pretty good, although it's erratic at times. So anyway, I'm home for now. My point is that health concerns are a major problem for our race, and we need to restore our health to the optimum level in order to most effectively fulfill whatever our calling is. This is what we'll be discussing tonight, along with other health issues, from a natural treatment standpoint, with an advocate of natural food-based remedies rather than establishment medicine whenever possible. And I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Dr. Scott Preeb.
Yes, thank you, Mike.
Well, there's a lot of issues around health, and certainly our people, due to the establishment propaganda, don't know the way to go, and even good food isn't available anymore like it used to be. But let's start out by asking you, what's commonly called the immune system, why wasn't it able to, for instance, stop the bacteria in my blood from affecting me in that way? I'll just turn it over to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, the bacterial infection, we have new, what they call it, super germs, And of course, the body is trying to keep itself repaired, trying to keep itself healthy with a good nutritional diet, with the proper vitamins and minerals, whole amino acids, whole proteins, etc. And, which is very important. And even today, there are cases, even with the flu, where people are dead within 3 days. Or they go in the hospital and they're losing some hands, some legs in just a few days. Like, what is going on? And the body appears to can't repair in some cases like it used to. And that's because a lot of the people out there, they appear to be well nourished, but they're really not. You go to the supermarket and most of the food there is either mostly processed, denatured, mostly sugar or trans fats, in which the body can't use that. If the truth would be known, you could not buy, let's say, a soft drink, because it's like 8 teaspoons of sugar. Of course, they add caffeine, so it's addicting. You know, the donuts out there, the bread has been refined. You have like 60-some vitamins and minerals in whole wheat bread. Of course, what they do now is they remove the outer layer of the wheat, they got the germ and you have the bran, the outside of the wheat berry, and the germ, which is toward the bottom. You have your B complex, your minerals, your vitamin E, etc. That's pretty much removed during the milling process to create white bread. Or they take the whole wheat, they grind it into flour, they bleach it even more to destroy the vitamin E complex of it. Even if you take organic wheat berries and you crack them into wheat, within 5 days, most of the nutrition is gone. It's oxidized. It's broken down. So to have anything that's worthwhile, you have to crack your wheat berries into flour when you make your bread. And it's not that hard to do that, but that's all been lost today. And so, when you go to buy bread, there's really not much in it. And it's just empty carbs, sugar. Of course, you have the problems with gluten, and of course, causing all kinds of problems. But also, you have Monsanto selling Roundup, the poison spray they use, especially on wheat before they harvest it. So the wheat berries will be lifted off the stalks much more easily. But the Roundup is affecting gastrointestinal problems, spruce, which is an intestinal problem. But it's also known now that the Roundup causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is not good.
Of course, they add preservatives and they also add dough conditioners and all kinds of other junk in there.
Exactly. It's not our mother's bread, as to say. It's so foreign to the human body.
Also, we have a caller already, and so I'll take him from Royal Oak, Michigan. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I was wondering, can you tell me what caused the death of Pastor Wickstrom?
Well, I don't have all the details, but I believe he had a stroke and he went into the hospital and died there. Somebody more familiar with that would have to give you the details, but he appeared to be quite healthy 1 month ago when we did the broadcast.
I really missed him. I was really, really shaken and saddened by his death. It was really shook me up.
Well, we're losing a lot of good men in the past couple years through death. That's one of the reasons we have the program tonight, to try to help people restore their health.
You think it might have been a stroke, huh?
I believe so, but don't have all the details on that. Somebody closer to Pastor Wickstrom would have to comment on that.
Did he have a wife and any children or what?
He does have some children, I believe. I don't believe he was married at this time. He was previously married.
All right. Well, thank you anyway.
Well, thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye. How can we prevent different issues and restore health? If you could kind of point it out, of course, eating good food is an important part of that.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people don't even understand what good food is. They just have no understanding. You have to actually start from the beginning because they think that margarine's good for them, white bread, even bread alone in the store is going to be good for them. Crops that are grown commercially with the chemical fertilizers, which is a petroleum product, with the herbicides and fungicides. And, of course, in those soils, the actual nutritional uptake that the plant has to get from the soils to produce vitamins, et cetera, is a fraction of it is a fraction of what it would be if it was grown organically, or in a sense, how things should be grown, with no pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, chemical fertilizers. That's just a bad way of growing crops, and it's also leading to our destruction. As Dr. Murray once told me, he was my mentor for a very long time. He said that everything we eat, drink, and breathe has poisons in it. And he's correct. Another person, Dr. Weston A. Price, he was a dentist out of Cleveland. And in the early 30s, he traveled the globe for 10 years. He went all over the world for 10 years to isolated parts of the world, studying the health of populations that were untouched by commercial processed foods. He went to one place in the Alps. The only way to get there is to travel up on a single small path. You couldn't even get a cart up there. And he got to the area in the Alps, and people had great health. They had no tooth decay, no TB, really no crime. They're very healthy people. They ate what they grew, and the animals they raised, all healthy, no processing of food, no food from the outside world, and very healthy. And he went to other areas of the world, and he saw the same thing. And he took over 15,000 pictures. And we're not talking the cell phone, okay? We're not talking about a little Kodak camera. We're talking about these big cameras with the plates to expose film on. And he studied the populations. He studied about how the jaw would be normal in size and the teeth would not be crowded. But if you're on commercial food, you don't have the nutritional things you need for a normal growth of the jaw. And you had crowding of teeth. And you had tooth decay. Refined sugar depletes you of calcium and magnesium and other factors. It's you know, sugar, refined sugar is a depleter. And, so these people, they show beautiful straight teeth, really no decay, good physiques. They're very healthy in their body. They're resistant to disease. And of course, to be sick, you have to be malnourished. And in the most part. And they had fine character. They were, typical on their traditional diet. Rich in essential nutrients. And so Dr. Price analyzed their food and found, compared to the American diet, this is what he found. It's like in the 30s. He found that the traditional food had four times their water-soluble vitamins. That's like the B complex. At four times the calcium and other minerals that compared to the average American diet at that time. And they had at least 10 times the fat-soluble vitamins from animal foods such as butter, fish, eggs, organ meat, animal fats, etc. So they had 10 times more compared to the American diet at that time. So they were very heavy in the proper nutrition they need to be healthy, physically and stable people, and mentally stable. And, of course, you need the fat-soluble vitamins like E, D, A, and K, which are vital to health because they act as catalysts to mineral absorption and proteins to be utilized. So these fat-free diets, that is not what you want. The margarine is not what you want. You want real butter. You want cold-pressed olive oil. Not the olive oil that has other oils in it, but the real olive oil, which is leads you to good health. You want suet, which would be animal fat from cattle. Then again, you need cattle that are raised properly and not put in some factory farm. And so, and of course, the foods have to be grown. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say what surprised me while I was in the hospital was the large number of nurses who would not take vaccines or eat margarine. There were quite a few who told me they would only eat butter. They may have been health-oriented by what comes out of the so-called health food stores, but at least they knew that the establishment medicine that they were delivering to others wasn't healthy. I found that surprising. And you might comment on the difference between a true nutritional supplement and what's often found in health food stores.
Yeah, that's a vital piece of knowledge that most doctors and laymen do not understand. I know going through 10 years of college we're taught that there's no difference between a synthetic vitamin, which is man-made chemicals, or crystalline pure vitamins, which is, let's say you take a tanker full of vegetable oil and you put it through a distillation process, that's over, 212 degrees Fahrenheit, in chemical solvents, and you end up with a fraction of the E complex. So he's saying, well, what is he talking about? You know, I read all these books on nutrition and they say alpha tocopherol or mixed tocopherol is vitamin E. Well, it's not. And you have to go back to the 20s and 30s and things to read what the experts really knew before it became political and business. So look at it this way. If vitamin E complex is a banana, okay? In a banana, you have the banana peel and you have the inside of the banana. Well, once you put it through a distillation process, the chemical solvents and all you end up is the banana peel. It's the antioxidants. But all the more important factors are missing, which is really important to understand. Because when you're having the synthetic vitamin E, or in this case it would be the crystalline pure, you threw away the banana, the most important part of the E complex. And with the E complex, you have the tocopherols, the alpha, the gamma, the beta, et cetera, et cetera. That's the banana peel. But you have more important factors inside the banana, like the F1, F2, E2, E3, selenium, et cetera. And they're very important factors. And so when you do a crystalline pure, you're stripping it. And it's 99% ineffective, and it goes right through the kidneys. All right? And of course, from the vitamins in medicine, Bicknerd and Prescott, we learned that chemically purified vitamin E, which at that point would be the tocopherols, yes, it's high in unit dosages, but it reverses its effects and produces the same symptoms as a deficiency of vitamin E, including bone decalcification. So here I got a patient who says, gee, doc, you know, I take, 800 units of alpha-tocopherol or 600 units of alpha-tocopherol and my leg cramps go away. Yes, they do. The reason is restless legs or leg cramps at night, usually a calcium deficiency complaint, can be relieved with high levels of alpha-tocopherol, which decalcify bone, thereby releasing calcium back into the bloodstream and into the muscles, thus stopping the cramping. But what's happening is you're creating osteoporosis to prevent restless legs, which by the most part is a calcium deficiency. And so that's someone who doesn't understand what they're dealing with. What you want is unrefined wheat germ oil. And it has to be done under, colder conditions because you don't want to destroy everything in the wheat germ. And wheat germ and wheat germ oil have been found to have high content of vitamin E and is the best source even today. So when you look at a vitamin E, what you really want is the tocopherols.
I notice, I notice that in the health food store, most vitamin C is merely ascorbic acid, which is the same as you'd find in a establishment run-of-the-mill C tablet out of Walmart or someplace.
Well, that's true. The person that is back in the 30s, that's 1937, Andrew S. Gorby, he actually discovered ascorbic acid. Now we're talking, way back, he got the Nobel Prize in medicine in 1937 for his discovery and naming of ascorbic acid. Now the tools back then were very crude. And all he saw was one factor of the C complex. That's all he saw. That's all he could see. And he came up with the name ascorbic acid. But he comes back and says, it doesn't work to cure scurvy. And so here I have from his book, Oxidation, from 1939. He's saying that I am talking in such detail about the substance because of a small accident that happened to us at this time. He says he got a letter from an Austrian colleague who was suffering from a severe, he was hemorrhaging, a vascular type of hemorrhaging. He wanted to try ascorbic acid in this condition because with a lack of vitamin C complex, you can have problems with hemorrhaging, things like this. And so he wanted to try ascorbic acid, but processing at that time, he had no sufficient quantities of crystalline ascorbic acid. So I sent him a preparation of paprika, which contained much ascorbic acid, and the man was cured by it. That's because it had not only the ascorbic acid, which is like the banana peel to the banana, but also had the P factors, the K factors, the J factors, which all have specific function. The P factor has a combined of bioflavonoids and rutin, which helps maintain vascular integrity and also for the tissue support. This also has tyrosinase, known as blood copper. It has other factors. So he gave them that and he recovered. And then, he also tried using pure ascorbic acid on another patient, but there was no results because the ascorbic acid is made by taking corn syrup and sulfuric acid, going through distillation processes, et cetera, and you make ascorbic acid. It's just an acid. It's incomplete, and it's a man-made chemical. It does not work. And, taking large amounts of it will cause all kinds of health problems. And I have here, from so-called large or mega doses of ascorbic acid, here are some established research papers. Megadoses of vitamin C, which is ascorbic acid, can weaken red blood cells. And that's from the Annals of Internal Medicine, 1975, also 76, and Blood Volume, 1977. I have the journal, the page numbers, but I won't go into that. C megadoses can irritate the gastrointestinal tract. That's from the New England Journal of Medicine. A large amount of ascorbic acid can lead to renal calcification. And it just goes on and on. It's just a mess. But it's not knowing that ascorbic acid is just an acid. You take, corn syrup, sulfuric acid, go through chemical changes, and you make ascorbic acid. There's no vitamin C really in it. And that's what we see in most of these vitamins, especially in the stores. Even a lot of vitamin companies for doctors. It's like B1, which is thiamine. If you look on the bottle for B1 or thiamine, and if it says thiamine mononitrate or thiamine hydrochloride, that's synthetic. That's chemically made, will not work. The body cannot recognize it, and it will lead to a worse vitamin B deficiency. And they use coal tar, C-O-A-L, coal tar, to make it. It just cannot work. You need the vitamin B complex has to be from food. Even brewer's yeast would have the B complex in it if you want to try that. As doctors, a lot of us use a company called Standard Process Laboratories, and that's out of Palmyra, Wisconsin. I've had an account with them since 1984. And the man, Dr. Roy Lee, founded that company in 1929. This man, Dr. Roy Lee, was an absolute genius. He had a lot of patents when he died, and he died about, 67, if I remember correctly. And he worked on the Norton bomb site for the B-52 bombers. I mean, he's the one who put governors on engines. He did so much. He was the darling for, the Defense Department. Dr. Richard Murray, who served in World War II in the Pacific, he was on the bridge, and some of the equipment he saw Lee engineering, that was Dr. Roy Lee. And then, hold on 1 second, my alarm's going off. Okay, I got it. Okay, So he knew a lot about nutrition. He was an absolute genius. He founded the company in 1929, and his first product was Catalin. It was a multivitamin based on food. And they have their own organic farms certified. And they have nutrients and formulas for doctors. You have to be a chiropractor, an osteopath, an MD, an herbalist that's trained in school, a naturopath. They go to school out in Seattle. They have 9 years of schooling. You have to have credentials to get an account with them. And it's understanding that what nutrition does to heal the body. What I do is I treat nutritional problems, and then the body heals itself. I don't heal. I don't cure anything. I give the body what it needs to cure itself. Today, the FDA... And in the last number of years, if you use a nutritional product to cure anything, then under the FDA laws, you are now prescribing medicine without a license. And quite frankly, what I'm doing is I'm recognizing deficiencies, and I give the patient what they need, and the body heals itself. And that's really what it's about. It's understanding that type of knowledge.
Would you like to give out your email address or some other way to contact you?
Not right now, at this time. But, I've been in this since I graduated in 85 and been doing this for a very long time. And so what do you need to be healthy? Well, we're coming into spring and summer. You need to eat as best you can organically. People say, well, that's too expensive. No, you go to the farmer's market. You know, I'll buy $20 worth of produce, and it's heavy. It's in the bags, and that's real nutrition. You want to make sure that you're buying it that's been organic or properly grown. That's really what it is. It's properly grown. And especially, you want to make sure that you have potatoes that are organically grown, because potatoes are a heavily sprayed crop. You know, I was up in northern Maine next to a potato field, and they were spraying those crops about twice a week. And so you want definitely organic potatoes. You want produce, because you're getting like 90% more nutrition in them compared to the refined products or that are commercially grown. The difference is night and day. Like I have here, let me go to my computer here. Give me 1 second. It's turned off on me.
While you're looking up whatever you intend to, I'll give out our phone number again in case anybody would like to call with questions or comments. It's 877-924-7722. That's toll free. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. If there's foreign listeners, or Americans can also call the number direct, it's 678-949-5091. And we'd be happy to hear from you. Go ahead.
So I have some interesting quotes. One's from Winston Churchill. He says, occasionally, man stumbles over the truth, but hastily picks himself up and hurries on as if nothing has happened. So I'll be talking to someone, some pinnacle information, and their eyes just gloss over. You know, they're going to talk about a football team or a baseball team instead of giving some pearls of critical information. I have one by Earl Nightingale. Earl Nightingale was in World War II. He was in one of the ships that was bombed at Pearl Harbor. If I remember right, it was the Arizona. But he says here, man easily believes that which he least understands. And I see that all the time.
You wouldn't be opposed to establishment medicine during the time of an emergency in order to treat the symptoms and then later go on and treat it naturally, would you?
Oh, that's right. I mean, I refer patients all the time, either to the hospital, to see the physicians for surgery, or other procedures that are needed. I remember a few years ago, one of my patients, Bill, called me from Connecticut. He says, Doc, will you call up Bob, which is his brother, up in Maine? He says, my brother Bob, he has this cough that's been going on for like a year. He's lost some weight. He's fainted. And I know Bob really, really well. So I call Bob up. And I go, Bob, your brother says you have a cough. He goes, no, I'm okay. I said, well, what's going on? He says, well, I got this pain in my stomach. And I said, well, I said, put your hand on your belly button. Here I'm talking to him on the phone. I said, point to where your stomach is. He's pointing down to his lower near his right hip. Well, that's not your stomach area. And none of the doctors asked him, where does it hurt? And that could happen. And I said to him, well, what do the doctors say? They said, well, they want to scope my stomach. I said, well, stomach's not your problem. You're down by your appendix area, in a sense. But of course, it was not an appendix. He's lost weight. He has a cough. Well, that's some cancer signs, right? I mean, it's simple, right? It was like a Thursday. I said, Bob, you have to get in and see a doctor next week and tell him these things and have him do a CAT scan. And he did. He went in, and by Tuesday, they diagnosed him with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He had a huge tumor, and and the cancer was going into his bone marrow, which is not good. But he went through chemotherapy, and he got over it. A few years later, I learned from his brother Bill that after I got off the phone with Bob, he called his brother, right, in Connecticut. He says, yeah, Doc thinks I have cancer. You know, he said this, if Doc thinks you have cancer, you better listen to him and do what he says. But to me, it was an easy, probable diagnosis. Weight loss, in weight loss, what else would I say? It's been a long time.
I know that we've both had friends that have been health-oriented, but because of stubbornness, they died. One mutual friend was Bruce McCarthy, who had some very serious problems and refused to temporarily take care of them at the hospital and then go on and deal with it naturally. We have another caller.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. From Idaho, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Donna, and yes, I'm in Idaho. I have a couple of questions. One of them is versus like growing foods properly. Compost would be ideal, but what about the addition of like animal manure?
Well, yeah, I mean, you use like animal manure. You compost it first. You may add like when you make vegetables and stuff, you have leftovers for that where you peel things. You want to put it in the manure pile. You have to turn it where it actually breaks down into compost. And what you want to do is you want to contact Acres USA. Okay? Just Google Acres USA. And they're the one authority on growing crops and raising animals correctly.
You can
subscribe to their magazine, which comes out once a year. It's not expensive, and they have multiple books on how to do things correctly. And you can call them, and they'll guide you on how to do things the right way. Okay.
Okay, and then we're also in a situation where we're not getting the proper nutrition and our growing season is really short and just numerous things, but is there a multivitamin that you would recommend for general short-term use?
Well, let me think here. It's a problem in these health food stores because most of the stuff is synthetic or Christian pure. But there is a company out there that's for doctors. It's called Spring Green. But they're also in the retail stores under Green Life. So it's Green Life or Sony. S-O-N-N-E-Y, I believe it's spelled.
Okay.
And they have a real good vitamin C, which is from Arceola berry, wild Spanish orange, a little bit of blackstrap molasses, and honey. It's very good. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole C complex. They also have Spring Green wheatgrass in tablet form. That's real good. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It comes in, I forget how many. It's a pretty big bottle. They also have beet tablets, B-E-E-T, beet tablets, very rich in minerals. And that would give you a good start.
Okay.
But Spring Green I've used for decades. V.E. Irons founded it. He lived to be like 98 years old, whatever. The FDA put him in prison. Because he was quoting government, department research on agriculture, how bad the food was in the soils, and the AMA did not like that, and they put him in prison.
Not at all.
And so of course Dr. Murray, who trained me in all this, he knew Dr. Roe Lee from Center Process personally. He knew E.V. Irons. he knew all the greats. And from Dr. Murray, I knew where to get the research papers, the old books, everything to bring me up to speed on what the real truth was. And that's what it's about. What is the real truth? Because it's not my opinion. What are the facts? If you have the facts, then that's it. But most do not want the facts. They want to get a niche of practice. Because I will transfer someone to a medical doctor. I will transfer them for surgery, for testing. I cannot do it all. There's only things I can do and some things I can't do. And
correct. I agree totally.
Yeah, you have to know your limitations.
In this day and age, it's just getting really hard to find good food.
Well, it is.
We're far enough out where we are that it's just almost, it's not very practical in some instances. We do the best we can. And I was raised on the prairie.
Sure.
And I look at my great aunts and uncles and the neighbors and their health versus what you see today was astoundingly fantastic. But they butchered their own meat. They canned vegetables. They froze vegetables and all that.
And they ate liver. They ate the brain.
Mm-hmm.
They ate the adrenal glands, which is rich in vitamin C. I mean, why didn't the Eskimos or the Indians in northern Canada die of scurvy? Because when they killed an elk, they took the raw adrenal gland and divided it up among themselves and ate it. That's why they did not get scurvy. Because it's rich in tyrosinase, which is a trace mineral activator of the C complex, you see. And also with spring green, just go. Spring green is out of Kansas City, and they have different little writings you can send for. It's not expensive to help you get up to speed of better understanding. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also go to this. Also go to Weston A. Price. Weston, Weston A. Price. Like a price of a piece of chicken. WestonAPrice.org. And that's Sally Fallon out of Washington, D.C. She has all the stuff from Price and others. What you read on her site is accurate. Okay? Is accurate.
Uh-huh.
And then if you want to know about...
There's tons of information out there, but knowing what, is good information.
Well, that's it. And when you're starting with no knowledge, what someone's saying may sound good. Like, I'm at the point that have been for many years, I can read something and say, well, this guy is right here, is correct what he's saying here, but over here, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the other information. He hasn't gotten privy to it, so he's off on a tangent, which is incorrect. But he doesn't know that, you see.
Yeah.
And it's how it is. Of course, with calcium, we are starving for calcium. And I mean calcium in the bloodstream. And that is one of the most important things we need to have for the immune system. And when you have fever, fever's after calcium. I mean, no one's drinking raw milk. The best source of calcium is raw milk, natural milk with a phosphatase enzyme that has not been destroyed with pasteurization. And so you get the calcium from raw milk, and you have a good calcium base. And what happens is, everyone's on pasteurized homogenized milk, which is no longer milk. It's been destroyed with high heat. It destroys all the enzymes in the milk. And so we're in a serious problem. From a book, I have it right here. I love the title. This is Dr. L.A. Mandel. And this is his book. I love the title. It's Effects of Antimicrobial and Antineoplastic Drugs on the Phagocytic and Microbial Function of the polymorphonuclear leukocyte. I love the title. Okay? But this is what he's saying. When asked about the term bactericidal, all right, for the body to kill the bacteria, Dr. Mandel says this. He says this. I think we sometimes lose sight of the fact that we are, in effect, simply dealing with contrived laboratory procedures that do not necessarily reflect what is happening in the body. So when he was asked for the common denominator influencing phagocytosis, that's the ability of the white blood cells to go to the area and clean up the problem, he says this: my own feelings is that the best common denominator for bactericidal action is the level of ionized calcium available in the neutrophil or white blood cells. So the white blood cells need ionized with calcium in the bloodstream like your car needs gasoline to do its job. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. That's why I have calcium lactate here all the time. And it, so you go into on refined sugar, and how does it affect the phagocytic activity or the activity of the white blood cells that go to the area? And he said, and he says this, Dr. Delta Geyer, PhD, out of Columbia, Missouri. We're talking about June 15th, 1985. Dr. Murray went to his seminar. Very smart guy. He said here, after ingesting 2 teaspoons of sucrose, the ability of the white blood cells to go to the area was reduced 30%. 30%. After ingestion of a sugar coffee and 1 donut, it was reduced 50%. And with a cherry pie and ice cream, it was reduced 70%. And after 10 days of antibiotics, it's reduced 80%. And he's a PhD in chemistry. Here it is, from the University of Kansas. And the guy was really a smart guy. And, so, good, clean, raw milk, that's what God gave us, right? It's still good today.
Yes.
And I get it from the Amish. And you can make butter out of it. You can make yogurt. I mean, it's so many things you can do. So, again, the calcium lactate, you can get that through standard process laboratories. And, but you have to go through a doctor to get it. You could go to, a company in Florida. It's in Pace, Florida. It's American Accepted Product Company, Products Company. American Acceptance Products Company. That's Dr. Murray's old company. He had like 12 different products he used. And they have a calcium lactate product called Calplex, C-A-L-P-L-E-X, Calplex. Mm-hmm. And Alice will answer the phone. She's my patient. We have good friends. We've worked together since 93. Dr. Murray died in 96 on my birthday. And just placed an order with her. And I got her number here. That's right. I got it right here on my phone.
Oh.
Let me get it for you. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm just getting a little stressed here. So her number is 800-551-2393. That's 800-551-2393.
Thank you very much.
Tomorrow, but they'll be open Tuesday and through Friday. Tell her you talked to Dr. Preeb, and you also have a good product called ACplex, vitamin A and vitamin C, all natural, very good. I take that a lot when I'm not feeling well, the calcium and the AC. And the calcium, you can take 6 a day, that'd be the requirement, 4 a day. Restless legs, you know, at night, just get up and take like 4 or 5, chew them up with some water, and in 15 minutes, your restless legs should be gone for the most part.
Well, that sounds better than mustard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's not, you may be low on essential fatty acids, where you need to get essential fatty acids, get the calcium from the bloodstream into the tissues.
Mm-hmm.
You need vitamin D to get the calcium from the food into the blood. So there's a little dance going on there. But usually with restless legs, the calcium lactate pretty much does it. Takes one step to break down. Because we're looking at a low calcium deficiency and the muscles get restless. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out doing some activity and you get cramps, that's usually a vitamin E deficiency under exercise. He was a detective in Connecticut. He would play golf. He'd be on the green in severe pain, grabbing next to his leg by his groin because he'd be under so much spasm. And I figured out what it was, and I gave him the wheat germ oil, and he was fine. But he went for years suffering because no one could understand the mechanism, the biochemistry. But
Well, bodies are pretty fine-tuned pieces of equipment, I guess, and we're not getting the proper information that we need to stay healthy.
No, it's really hard. It's harder than I've ever seen it in all my years. The last 10 years, it's gotten so worse. I mean, to me, it's easy to go to the farmer's market, get what I need. Sugar's killing us. Trans fat, hydrogenated fats, that's killing us. Especially the sugar. It's a depleter. And it tastes so good. It just tastes so good, doesn't it? They have us all in
sugar. It does. It's delicious, yeah.
Yeah, and it's...
So why can't we just live on sugar?
Yeah, yeah. You don't have cancer and arthritis and all those problems, Alzheimer's, dementia, just have sugar all the time. And you'll be there. Reagan, the President Reagan, I mean, he ate jelly beans all the time. And he had Alzheimer's. His last term, I mean, he couldn't function. And they covered that up.
So I can testify that the calcium lactate works. Anytime I have a cough, I'll take extra calcium lactate and it disappears after a few days. I hate to cut you off, but we do have another couple callers and we don't have that much time left.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. We have a caller from Ord, Nebraska next. You're on the air.
I've noticed that there's a correlation between people with an interest in alternative health or the health movement and the people that are in the Patriot movement. I'd like each of you to comment on that correlation that I've noticed.
Well, I see a lot of people in the identity movement, whatever I call it, as opportunists to sell you synthetic vitamins. They're not doctors. They have no training. Most doctors don't have any training anyways. Was at the right place at the right time. So they're selling you, you know, the vitamins that are synthetic, crystal and pure. They say it cures everything. And that's not true. I had a guy I saw where he had, his health was not good. He was a truck driver. This lay person was treating him for 18 months. Said take this, these products, and it'll cure everything. He ended up with what he really had was a tumor of the kidney, and it was huge. And we diagnosed it. He was on the road. I had him see a chiropractor, took x-rays. It was a huge tumor. His blood work was a mess. And he died. Now, if I would have seen him 18 months earlier, I mean, they put him on with Melaleuca vitamins, which is synthetic, and for 18 months. He had blood in his urine. He had blood so bad it would stop urine flow. But here this guy who was the multi-marketing, thinks he's a doctor, he killed the guy. And you know what he told me? He says, well, you can't win them all. No, if he would have saw me 18 months earlier, and I did not have him better in 2 weeks, 3-4 weeks maximum, I would have referred him right to a renal specialist because then something was deeper going on. And so he killed the guy. He didn't care. You know, he was there to sell his multi-level marketing vitamins, which is synthetic, and didn't know what he was doing, unable to evaluate the man anyways. And that's what I've seen in the identity movement for the most part. And that's why.
I think he's referring, though, to the openness of many of the believers to truths that aren't generally available.
I think probably the
reason for that is that these people realize that we've been lied to all our lives. So establishment religion, establishment medicine, establishment politics, and establishment just about everything else, we're not being told the truth. and truth seekers will try to obtain the truth and have alternate methods. We have
the problem is a short time
left, and we do have another caller.
Okay.
Thank you for your call from Nebraska. From Pennsylvania, you're on the air. We only have
about a minute. Glad to have you back. Okay, glad to have you back with us, Pastor. And words can't express about Dr. Wickstrom. Can you explain a little bit, since the heart is a muscle that can heal itself, what do you recommend for, instead of going on statin drugs, blood thinners, what is a good way to protect yourself, from that, if you can expound?
Well, in a minute, you really can't. I love the heart. I have tremendous success with the heart. It is a muscle. Sugar is destroying it. But you need things like beef heart, things like this, which I guess can sit in a process with blood cardiotropin, things like this. You need, but you're asking is a question with a very long answer. And statins is really not the way to go. The cholesterol is a scam. They raised the cholesterol levels when they brought the statin drugs out. So now everybody has a problem. But that's a whole different talk. It would take a long time.
We're just out of time.
I hate to cut it off here,
but we're out of time. And I'd like to thank Dr. Preet for being our guest tonight and all of our callers. But we're at the end of the program. So I'll wish everybody blessings and good night.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.